This is Nicole from Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, you left me a message, Nicole. Joan Coyne here. Called me.
And who is this?
Joan Coyne.
John, and are you from what?
What's that?
And John, you're from are you from the refrigerator?
Yes.
Yes.
So how did you get my information?
It's a UCC file.
Oh, what's that?
Yeah, it's just a it just shows us what, you know, what past financing you guys had and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. What's this Bank of Cardiff? I never heard of that.
Yeah, we're a private business bank. We're out in San Diego.
Oh, okay. Okay, then. And you said pre-approval. What does that mean?
Yeah, so based on your guys' lending history and your credit profile, we were able to pre-approve you for $250,000 in either working capital or equipment financing.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any?
And,
do you have any particular needs right now?
Well, I'm looking into a few things, I'm going abroad soon too, so I don't know how the timing will work. What interest rate are you talking about?
For equipment or for capital?
So there'll be a difference, yeah.
Yes.
Well, there's like a build out that I want to do to put on an extension. So, what would you call that? Is that called capital?
Yes, that would be capital. Capital, it's unsecured cash, so you know you would be able to use it however you see fit.
Well, what's the interest rate, and what would the?
There's not really a one size fits all interest rate. It's going to go based on what you look like on paper. We're going to look at just bank statements and stuff like that. Our working capital programs they're based on your sales. So, what were your gross annual sales last year?
Sales? What do you mean? Like money that came in?
Yes.
So, 1.1 million or so, roughly.
Okay. But no, that's fine. We can generally free up about 10 to 15% of that in capital.
Okay.
And the way it'll work is we'll approve you for, you know, the most amount for the longest time and then work backwards with you from there on what you guys want.
Okay. And that's for working capital. Okay. And, but I mean, like, what are the rough interest rates, roughly?
It all depends on what you look like on paper. If you want, I can go ahead and get my supervisor, and she can give you some more information on the actual programs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Just to get a general sort of idea. So you were saying, so either capital, as you call what that is, or what was the other thing you said, equipment finance, is it?
Yes.
Which means like what? Are you talking software, vehicles, or
anything like that? Any kind of equipment, yeah.
Yeah, that seems to be the more common one people want to give out, but
yeah, definitely. Yeah. Equipment is more of a traditional, you know, it's a tradition, more of a traditional loan, but.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So if you want more information on the working capital, I have my supervisor here, and she can give you a little bit more of a rundown on the different programs we have.
Let's do that then. It would be the working capital, I think, will be the more valuable one, yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, here she is.
Okay.
Hi, is this John?
Yes.
Hey, John. My name is Ja. I'm from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. Your name is what?
Ja. It sounds like your name, too. It's J-I-A. Everyone thinks it sounds like John.
Yeah, okay, I thought you said Joe's.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people are like, you don't sound like a Joe. You don't sound like a John.
Yes, no, you certainly don't. Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, so, you know, I've never heard of the Bank of Cardiff. I thought an answer from the UK, if it was that, would be not with money right now.
Yeah, I know. Well, good thing our capital is not tied over there, so that's good. That's a good thing for us. Even though, you know, it's our bank name is based out of us, obviously, Cardiff Wells. But that's just because the owner's parents are from there, so it's kind of like a, you know, little memory of them for them. So that's where our name come from. But yeah, we've been around for 14, 15 years. We're based, you know, in California. Actually, oh yeah, you're in California too. We're in San Diego.
Yeah, San Francisco, the other half.
Yeah, I'm actually from the Bay Area too. Are you guys cold over there right now?
It depends on what side of the city you're talking about, but here it's plugged in. Yeah, I'm up the avenue, so.
Oh yeah, I lived in I lived in Berkeley for 20 years, so it was really cool. It was always nice in our house, about 60, you know, 55 or whatever. So Nicole was telling me you were interested in some working capital.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How much are you looking for?
Well, I was looking at a budget of about $100,000 or so, depending on interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
On trying to get structural drawings right now and get
okay
some classes of build out, but there's a few things like as well as the build out. I want to do some repairs, fix gutters. I think there's a hole in the roof, so I don't know. I actually get a few estimates, so I'd have to see.
Oh wow. Okay, so basically, are you renovating, remodeling your location?
Or? I would be doing all of that, maybe. doing a bit of remodeling and some repairs. When I get involved in something, I like to get it all done in one shot.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, basically, especially if you're trying to, you know, fix up your store, you don't want to do it in pieces. You just have to do it all one time. And plus, contractors don't like to do it, you know, in sections anyways. And you probably get a better deal by doing it all at one time, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, how long have you been considering, you know, fixing it up? I mean, raining season just passed. Did you have to go through the whole raining season, with the hole in the roof and all that?
Yeah, actually right now I have a tarp over one of the skylights.
Oh, you do?
Since November. And leaking, so that was a big problem in December, but we fixed it by putting a tarp on it. But of course it's summertime now and I got no light coming into the office, so but it's obviously something that needs to be fixed, so.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, at least the tarp lasts you for, you know, 6-7 months. That's a really strong tarp.
True, but I don't know if it'll last another winter. And
no.
Fix everything in one shot. So.
Yeah, exactly. How much is that going to cost you? That's just like the roof part. I know, you know, roofing costs, you know, it's a pretty good, you know, special cost. It should be about like 20,000-30,000 just for that.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to look and see for that. There's a gutter I need to replace up there. There's a place I want to build out in the back so I can lease the upstairs and then put in another bathroom so I can have three tenants, a bathroom for each one. So I'm trying to do a whole bunch of things together, one shot. So one contract come in, get it all done, but I may have to do a few subs with them.
Okay.
Depending. But anyway, that's the kind of general idea.
Okay. Do you have any the tenants already right now, or is this going to be completely new for you once you build out the back.
I have tenants already. Yeah.
Oh, you have tenants already. Okay, and it's just adding on basically.
Yeah, I got tenants. Okay. Have you heard of Square?
Square? The are you talking about the credit card processing?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay.
They're my tenants.
Oh, they are.
Mhm.
Oh, that's really cool.
How many tenants?
Yeah, I mean San Francisco. That's why. Who else? Do you have any other big names for your tenants?
That's the only tenants I have. That's the main tenant, and I have another tenant. Those are kind of, I don't know, they're into advertisement, but they're already shelving off me. So anyway, basically, I have kind of like a rectangular building, but I have a space at the back that's made like a U-shape, and it doesn't suit my needs, and it's kind of it's behind the other tenants. So I was thinking of renovating that out, moving my business down there, and then leasing out the upstairs, which would have more square footage.
Oh, I see.
And that square footage, leasing out, I'm estimating maybe another $7,000 a month that I could get, I could lease that out, and then I would pay back what additional money is borrowed within, you know, 2, maybe max 3 years at the back.
How much will you be able to rent out the three new spaces for?
Well, I have one space right now, 4,200. I got some shelving space, 375, which is what I'm getting now, plus utilities. And I'm estimating if I lease the upstairs with this renovation done, maybe another $6,000 or $7,000 a month.
Oh, wow, okay.
And then my business is leasing the other space right now for $6,800.
But then if you move downstairs, it would be you would be able to free up that area, which would free up another $6,800 for you.
Well, I would still pay that, but I would get the additional $7,000 upstairs.
I see. Okay. Not too bad of a deal. Yeah.
Well, that's how I would make it pay for itself would be the plan.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get money. I need to get a reasonable rate, and then I have to fix all the leaks with this before the rainy season, which we're looking at November usually.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to Europe next month or next week. So.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to be gone. I'm going back for a month. So.
Oh, nice. Okay. So, would you be trying to get? Try to get everything in place, and then when you get back from Europe, then you can, you know, start building. Or would you be, having the contractor build it while you're in Europe?
No, I'm not going to get all that set up in a week and a half.
That's true.
I'll be looking to get on a plane here next Friday. So, that's too much stress. But I want to get whatever I can.
Yeah.
Rolling, and then be able to correspond via email.
Yeah,
so
we can do that.
So how does that work then for a capital thing? I mean, the business or the property is owned by my wife and I, trust. Business is owned by me. And I'm actually doing a refinance on that property too. So I'm more thinking of getting the money additional to the mortgage, but that might be more complicated.
To maybe
separate it. But then I just don't know what the whole process is going to be with the commercial building.
Okay. Is the commercial building... so the commercial building, you're trying to refi the mortgage right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that also just because you want to get more capital?
There was two things. One was get more capital to do build-out repair, which would pay for itself. And then two was... It's a 30-year loan. It's 1.5% plus prime. Prime went up 0.25%, and that shot my rate up to $300 extra a month. Mm-hmm. We're talking about full rate changes this year, of course, and the economy slowed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would have been like an extra $1,000 a month on interest, you know?
Yeah.
So I go, I need to lock this in. So
yeah,
I need to lock it in for two reasons. So
okay, okay. I was just going to say, because I have a lot of customers where they try to, basically, they're trying to, you know, get more capital for their business. And so what they're doing, they would do refi of their mortgage, of their business mortgage, trying to get more capital. But then, you know, at the end of it, we were able to get the capital for them, so they don't have to do the refi. But it sounds like you have a different, you know, purpose on doing it. So then we don't have to, you know, worry about that. We don't have to worry about that sector of, you know, you refiing and everything then. But okay, so how we're able to generally free up about 10 to maybe about 15% of your gross annual sales as the capital. So to give you an idea, what was your gross annual sales like last year?
You mean cash in, yeah? As we do this on a cash basis. About
cash, check, anything?
1.1, 1.2 million or so.
1.1, 1.2. Okay. To give you an idea on what we can do, let's see. So we can do about 10 to 15% of it. So on the low range, we can do 120. On the high range, we can do about 180. And obviously, since you said that you only need the 100, we will only just do the 100. But that's basically generally what we do at our bank, is we can free up 10 to 15% of it. And then, go ahead.
Yeah, because I'm getting estimates from 60 to 100,000. It depends. Like, I've changed my mind on the format of what I was going to do, because I was thinking of putting a tenant downstairs and we staying upstairs, and then I'm going to get extra space upstairs and leasing it.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I could simplify the build-out downstairs, because I could make it more suited to our needs.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, with our equipment coming in and out, keep it on the ground level. So I thought it would suit better, and it could save me putting in a hallway. So that could be a savings of, God, I don't know, 10,000-20,000 there if I didn't do that. But then I would do other things instead, maybe, you know, fix. I have to fix the skylight. I probably should fix the roll-up door. I got two of them. And I might get away with it, fix up the roll-up door. The gutter. Which I did on one side, because the other side is where the vehicles park, so it can be not done. But then when it rains, I just got rain coming down the side of the building inside. You know, it's running into it runs into a gutter, so it'd be nice to fix it, you know.
yeah, exactly. Would that run you above the 100 that you mentioned earlier, or would it be still under the 100?
I don't know. I mean, the 100,000 was an estimate. It might go a little over, but I don't want to be borrowing too much. You know, I want to really have borrow is paid back within 2, max 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And that falls into the range of our terms too. Our term ranges from 3 months to 3 years. So, you know, if you say that you could, you know, pay everything back by 2 years, you know, it'll be, you know, the right program for you. And then also, you know, if it runs over that 100K, that's fine, because, you know, on the lower range, we can, you know, free up about 120. But what we'll do is we'll qualify you for the largest amount possible, the longest term possible, and then we can work backwards and can choose which one works best for you, what term, what price, and how much you want, basically.
Well, that might simplify my refinance for the building, because right now trying to pull out extra money is slowing them down. If I separated how I raised the money, I might be actually able to get that ball rolling before I leave, because I already have it in there, and the stop was, oh, you want this additional money. Oh, no, I don't want to see drawings, I want to see estimates, and I'm waiting for engineer drawings to come in, and I have literally a week and a half to do way too much stuff.
Yeah, and we make it, we make it really easy for you too. We just need a one-page application and 6 months of bank statement for you and your most recent tax return. And then we actually can get you an approval or an answer in about a day or two. So it will definitely fall within your week window that you have right now before you go on vacay. That way you have, you know, we can correspond through email too after that.
Yeah, well, I'm actually going over to see family, but I'm mostly working over there. Cause
you're still in Europe, though. You're still vacation.
kind of hard my own family, but anyway.
Yeah.
It'll be something different, I guess. So the only thing here now, I don't know if one affects the other of the timing of things, but...
Mm-hmm.
I guess it shouldn't really. And then, would this be classed as a personal loan or a business loan? Or what's it classed as?
It would be classified as a business loan. So what we do is we'll take a look at your personal credit, but it won't go into your personal credit. It will go into your business credit.
Okay.
Yeah, so it won't affect your debt-to-income ratio, so it's not going to affect you, you know, trying to do a refi on your mortgage or anything like that either.
Yeah, I think I like the sound of that. So I could do all the signing for it then, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. Sounds like a program that will fit your needs?
Get more information on it here and see what you need.
Sure, sounds good. So what I can do is I can send over the application and you can take a look at it. And then I'll just need the bank statements and tax return. And then once you get that in, I'll be able to send it over to one of the underwriters here. We can take a peek at it and get you an answer on what we can offer you in a day or two.
Okay.
What's your email?
It's John A. Coyne, John.
Mm-hmm.
It is an Apple, last name Coyne, Coyne,
mm-hmm.
at yahoo.com.
Okay. So John A. as an Apple, last name Coyne as in Nancy, E, at yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So go ahead and send this over to you. Do you know when you might be able to gather everything together?
I don't know. I'd have to see what it is first, digest it, and then tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good. And then do you have multiple bank accounts for your business, or you just have one?
I kind of use Wells Fargo and U.S. Bank.
Okay, cool. So we'll just need both of those accounts just to see, all the business cash flow, basically. And I'll put in the email, too, so you don't have to, write it down or anything like that.
I'm not, so hopefully we'll put it in the email, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good. So I'll send this over to you in the next few minutes, and then maybe we'll just touch base in a day or two. Would that be okay?
That'll work, yeah.
Okay, sounds good. All right, so I'll send this over right now, and then we'll touch base. Today's Tuesday, maybe Thursday morning or afternoon, something like that.
Okay, call me, and I'll just see how I am at the time, I guess, yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, John. Have a good day.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you too. Thank you. Cheers. Bye.
Mm-hmm, bye.